Hello, everyone. Welcome to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings, where we dive deep into the financial world, making sense of those numbers that can sometimes feel like they're written in a secret code. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm Kira. Today, we're unpacking Walmart's first quarter earnings for fiscal year 2025. It's been quite a quarter for them, and we're here to break it down for you.
Absolutely, Kira. And let me tell you, Walmart has kicked off the year with a bang. Their sales growth was up by 5.7%, and their adjusted operating profit rose by a whopping 12.9% in constant currency. Now, that's not just numbers talking. That's shouting.
Indeed, Jackie. It's important to note that this growth isn't just due to inflation. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, emphasized that the results were driven by an increase in units sold and transaction counts. They've also seen market share gains in general merchandise.
And speaking of merchandise, Walmart has been busy on the e-commerce front too. Their marketplace sellers in the U.S. grew by 36% for the quarter, with an SKU count now sitting at more than 420 million. That's a lot of options for shoppers.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about their international growth. Walmart International saw double-digit growth in sales and profit, with strong performances in Walmex, China, and Flipkart.
Oh, and they're not just expanding geographically. Walmart is also diving into the tech world. They've announced the expansion of their data analytics and insights product, Walmart Luminate, into Mexico and Canada.
That's right, Jackie. And on the topic of technology, Walmart US has introduced a new private brand in food called Better Goods. It focuses on today's trends and premium quality, yet 70% of Better Goods items are priced under $5.
Now that's what I call value. And speaking of value, Walmart has been making strides in improving the customer experience. They've completed nearly 70 store remodels during the quarter and are on track to do more than 900 this year.
Indeed, Jackie. And with all these improvements and expansions, Walmart expects to continue earning healthy levels of sales growth and simultaneously grow profit faster than sales this year.
It's clear that Walmart is not just a retail giant. It's a moving force in both the physical and digital retail landscapes. With their focus on customer experience, technological innovation, and value, they're setting a high bar.
Absolutely, Jackie. And with that, we're going to take a short break to hear about Zeed. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to dive deeper into Walmart's strategies and what this means for you as an investor or a consumer. You know, if you're really vibing with the insights shared on this podcast, you should check out Zeed. It's an awesome app that puts a ton of investing content at your fingertips. Videos from elite asset managers, AI-driven market analysis, and AI portfolio guidance. It basically supercharges your ability to stay in the know on all things trading and investing. Zeed is totally free on iOS and Android, so definitely download it after this episode.
All right, folks, let's zoom in on some of the finer details of Walmart's strategies that are really making waves. One of the key highlights this quarter was their focus on inventory management. They've managed to reduce their inventory by 2.7% globally, which is no small feat.
That's a crucial point, Jackie. Effective inventory management not only helps in reducing holding costs, but also ensures that products are fresh and relevant, which in turn can boost customer satisfaction. It's a delicate balance, but Walmart seems to be handling it well.
Exactly, Kira. And speaking of customer satisfaction, Walmart has been making significant strides in improving the shopping experience. They've ramped up their curbside pickup and delivery capabilities, which have been well received according to their customer experience metrics.
Indeed, and let's not overlook their technological advancements. Walmart is not just about selling products. They're about creating an intuitive shopping experience. They've introduced generative AI-driven product search to help customers find products more intuitively.
It's like having a mind-reading shopping assistant, right? Now, moving on to another exciting development, Walmart US has launched a new private brand in food called Better Goods. This brand focuses on premium quality at affordable prices, with most items priced under $5.
This approach not only caters to cost-conscious consumers, but also taps into the growing trend of affordable premiumization. It's a smart move, especially considering the current economic climate where consumers are more mindful of their spending.
Absolutely. And on the topic of mindful spending, Walmart's rollback strategy has been quite effective. They've increased the number of rollbacks, which are temporary price reductions, and this strategy has resonated well with the customers.
Rollbacks are a classic Walmart strategy to drive traffic and sales. It's interesting to see how they continue to leverage this tactic effectively, especially during key shopping seasons and holidays.
And speaking of holidays, Walmart has been quite strategic about their seasonal merchandise. They've managed to align their inventory and promotions with seasonal demands, which has helped in maintaining a strong sell-through rate.
That's a key aspect of retail, timing and relevance. By aligning their offerings with customer expectations during specific times of the year, Walmart ensures they remain a go-to destination for holiday shopping.
Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about Walmart's global footprint. They've seen impressive growth in international markets, particularly in Walmex, China, and Flipkart. Their international segment has been a strong contributor to their overall growth.
And with the expansion of Walmart Luminate into Mexico and Canada, they're not just selling products, but also providing valuable data insights. This move underscores Walmart's commitment to leveraging technology to enhance business operations and customer experiences globally.
It's clear that Walmart is firing on all cylinders, be it through technological innovation, strategic inventory management, or global expansion. They're not just adapting, they're leading the way in the retail sector.
Absolutely, Jackie. And for our listeners, whether you're an investor or a consumer, understanding these strategies provides valuable insights into how major retailers like Walmart are shaping the market dynamics.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into Walmart's first quarter earnings for fiscal year 2025. We hope you found this episode enlightening and that it helps you make more informed decisions in your investing or shopping endeavors.
Thank you for tuning in to Exposed Earnings. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights into the financial world. Until next time, keep your investment smart and your shopping smarter.
This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.